Shri-Kirtan-Shivas Vidal-Tamas, Hekapsin Namzayan, Friday, July 2nd, 1982.
In order to understand the whole case here, we have to know the Shri-Kirtan-Shivas. Now, just remember of Shmuel, I'm going to start with you, I'm going to put a remark where he's not. Put a remark where he's not. So the reason Rambam says that the reason is why I'm not a chiv chaver, the father of Moshe is Moshe, is because the chiv ha'shtoret is only the Rabbanan. So in other words, wherever the transfer of the chiv is affected in the Raisa, then we don't apply Shmuel Chalom, according to the reason Rambam. So it is needless to be mentioned that the Aroche, the father of Moshe, doesn't apply to Shibuli Rambam. Shibuli Rambam is only in the Raisa, according to that. Even if we do not agree with the and we say that the Aroche of Shmuel can apply even to something where the transfer is effective with Raise, but it still does not have to apply to Shmuel Ramos. The Rambam is very close to the Mechira. The Rambam is very close to the Mechira. Halachic Udveis says as follows. Kinyan Ashtoreth b'derach hazeis b'divrei Sefer. Avon Mateva in Arayos Nikneis Elukuf Adomo b'ilvata. Because how can you transfer Shtachim? Now according to Rebbe, so Aseus Nikneis b'Mesirah. So that means, if Ruben has a star against Shimon, and this star states in effect that Ruben lent $1,000 to Shimon, Ruben is a Maul, but Shimon is a Maide, and then, according to Rebbe, the case he speaks to him, Sireh, so if Ruben wants to transfer that chain to Levi, all he has to do is just to turn over the promissory note that Shimon gave him to turn it over to Levi. So then, the moment Ruben turns over the promissory note and $1,000 that Shimon gave him to Levi, then Levi can go to Shimon and collect the debt. That's Rebbe, who says Aseus Nikneis B'Mesirah. But the Chachamim Achilik HaRebbe, and the Chachamim say that in Aseus Nikneis B'Mesirah. So by merely turning over a promissory note, the debt is not transferred. But how can you transfer a debt according to Chachamim? Through Ksive Emes. In other words, if you write a star, Shimon Ruben has a star of $1,000 against Shimon. Then Ruben writes a shtar which states that he transfers the shtachet to him, and then he hands over that shtar together with the shtar. So then Levi acquires title to the chet. That's the ksino misya. So we pass through like the chachamim. So the Rambam perikvot b'chet mechira alochi yud said as follows. Hamicha shtachim v'chaviru yosni matone elu nikne nimsiras ha-shtah v'yodek shorim mosa v'yola raya shebe v'ina raya nitrosi v'ya. In other words, we don't task like Rebbe. Ein Aseus Nikneis B'Mesirah. But how is it nikne? Through Ksiven Mesirah, by writing ishtah and ishtachim. V'chitza nikne ha-shtah sheyichtiv le'hamakne knei ishtah v'leini v'chol ha-shivu t'yeish be v'yimtso le'ashtah v'yimtso sheyikne v'ksivu Mesirah. ומצורך חייבים בין תריוסי, אבל צורך חייבים בין תריוסי, שהרי עמית ואין עלי, יהיה מה שבאלקורים שלי, כוסף ומוסלו. כוסף ומוסלו. So in other words, so the halachi is that ein Aseus Nikneis B'Mesirah, but ishtachei is nikne ha'shtah v'Mesirah. Now we can ask a very simple question. Now everybody knows that greenback money, paper money. So it's not money, it's only to represent a promissory note from the government to the person who has it. Now, so this way they're calling it, so in other words, so when the government prints, issues greenback money, so in effect, it's a promissory note. It obligates itself. In other words, it can go to the United States Treasury and demand gold, demand coin money for the paper money. So the paper money, the paper is not worth a penny, the paper. So it's only promissory note, the paper money. So now we don't pass like Rebbe, Bishlam, they come to Rebbe. So understand, every time a person hands over, let's say, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, so in effect, there is misire, ACS, they give them misire. But we pass like the Chachomim, not like Rebbe. So how do we acquire title to paper money? The answer is, according to the Chachomim, so in ACS, they give them misire. That means if the Leve was mishired himself, let's say Shimon, was mishired himself, he gave a promissory note to Reuben. He was only mishired himself to Reuben, because Reuben lent him $1,000. So he was mishired himself. And then Reuben wants to transfer this obligation, this indebtedness, to Leve. So the Chachomim, the Rabbonim of Rebbe say, hey, Leve is the Messiah. But suppose someone will write a promissory note, I hereby obligate myself to pay $1,000 to every holder of this stock. Then we don't have to resort. We don't have to resort to a transfer. It's not a transfer. What difference does it make whether Reuven is the holder, or Shimon is the holder, or Levi is the holder, or any person is the holder? Because the same way as he obligated himself to Reuven, he obligated himself to Shimon. So that's according to everybody. But in case where the promissory note was made out to a specific person, so he only obligated himself to this person. Why? Because that person lent him money. Doesn't make any difference why. But the fact is, he obligated himself to a specific person. And then that person wants to transfer this obligation to the shibud, then to another person. So then the Chachamim of Rebbe say, anything to say, Mashiach can bring back money. So it's like an obligation, a promissory note that is made out to every holder, every bearer. So the melee, so they are calling to everybody has time. But anyway, this is how the Rambam passes. V'chei tzatzik nashta, k'lichtu v'hamakne k'nishta plen, v'chol ha-shibot sh'yeshbe, v'yimtza v'ashta, v'nimtza sh'nikne v'ksinu misir. Alright, now, then, Halacha Yudbeis, the Rambam says, Ki in Ashtoret b'derech hazeitz, midivre seifu, avu in ha-teire in ha-rayis, nikneis, zel guf adolo bulvatkon, lifichot, in view of the fact that it's only the Rabbonon, ha-meicha shtachim v'chaveire, adai yloch limche, v'akumi ha-shemich. So that's the sheet of the Rif, and the Rambam passes, like the Rif. This is what Teisves has reference to, is this. Teitzves is referring to the Rif, but the Rambam has the same sheet as the Rif. So that's why he says, V'im neymar v'mchir ha-shtachim v'im rabono ha-vorot z'shafra. V'imotzim ul neymar v'dav k'mich ha-shtachim. Da'av un rabono yochel imchim. Avod nesh chavei v'chai v'atim v'ni yochel imchim. If we say like that. But not all the Rishayim make the Rif. And then he says, V'chim mashmat v'erik mishabez, V'kom ha-romid ishmuel v'ngos matan ishrim rashim yochel imchel, U'mosik matan ishrim ad raisim yochel imchel, V'isal v'aytach v'rabonon amayim yochel imchel, Mashmat v'raisim yochel imchel. That's one of the rayas of the Rii. So Teisa says, so it's much. So of course, once we accept the shittis of Rii, so it goes without saying that the aloche chozar moch limoch doesn't apply to Shibrit Rabbos. But Teisa says, yesh litchis, there are some bad in the matter of Shchim and the Raisa, in a Yorish, in a Yorish Yochim Yimche. The Mayum, a Hayerish Mahayerish. Hayerish Mahayerish, so the Mele, there is no Raya from the Mele Shmuel in the matter of Shchim and the Yochim Yimche. There is no Raya to Shchim Zahim. So he can say, not like the Him. But even if we don't say like the Him, so Teisa says, Voidi is what the Raya, the Nisha, the Chavir, the Chavir, the Chavir, the Yochim Yimche. In other words, regardless whether we accept the Shit of the Rebbe or not, it's possible that the Rif is right in Shiva, but it's no higher from that anymore. So even if we don't agree with the Rif Shite, so, but as far as Shibud Rav Nosson is concerned, there certainly the Chozor Mochel Mochel doesn't apply. But now, there's the challenge, why? Because The Rishita means that Alocha of Chazal Mochel Mochel applies only to a case where the transfer is effective in Ramah. But any case where the transfer is effective in Raisa, it doesn't apply. So then it goes without saying that Chazal Mochel Mochel doesn't apply to Shibir Ramos. But the Ramutam, now Ramutam is not mentioned by these verses. The Rosh mentions the Ramutam. Ramutam Shite, Rosh, no other Rishim, mention Ramutam Shite. It's the Sibra Yosha. So Ramutam says, also says that the Alochi of Shmuel, of Chazal Mochel Mochel, doesn't apply to Shibur Rav Nosson. But not because of the time given by the Rebbe, because it only applies to a case where the transfer is effective in Rabban. Rabban Tam says no. Mechir HaShtores is the Reis, not like the Rebbe. With the Reis you can transfer a debt through Kshiva Misirei. So why, if it's with Reis, so how is it that we say, that Shmuel says, because our mochle is mochle? So Rabban Tam says, because whenever a person borrows money from another, so they are two shiburim. If Shimon borrows money, borrows $1,000 from Ruben, so then they are two shiburim that Ruben has against Shimon. First of all, Ruben has Ishibud Aguf against Shimon. Shimon is personally indebted to pay the debt to Ruben. So in Mele, Ruben has Ishibud Aguf against him. Against Shimon, the Shimon Aguf. And then, because of that Shimon Aguf, Ruben has a Shibut, he has a Rien, and all the Nechosim of Shimon. So he has a Shibut Nechosim too. So that two Shibutim that Ruben possesses the Maori. So the Aloche of transferring the debt only applies to Shibut Nechosim. Because what does Shibut Nechosim mean? Shibut Nechosim means that I have a partial title in the Nechosim owned by the person who owes me money. So Mele, if I have power, it's Iksaskiyan. Shibut Nechosim means it's Iksaskiyan. So Mele, if I have a partial title, so Mele, I can transfer it like anything else. Like anything else. Mashainki, Shibut Aguf is an intangible, personal thing that exists between the Maor and the Oive. If Shimon borrows $1,000 from Ruben, so the Mele becomes indebted to Ruben. Why? Because he borrowed. That cannot be transferred. This is a personal thing. It cannot be transferred. And even if he sells it, even if Ruben sells it, sells the chayim that Shimon owes him to Levi, so he can only transfer the shibut that he has under the chosim of Shimon. But the shibut aguf cannot be transferred. So the Mele, if Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruben, so then, Ruben has a Shibut Nechosim, and the Nechosim of Shimon, and he has a Shibut Aguf against Shimon. But when Ruben sells that Chayim to Levi, so then only the Shibut Nechosim is transferred, but the Shibut Aguf remains existing between Ruben and Shimon. But as long as there is a Shibut Aguf between Ruben and Shimon, so it can be transferred, it can be shifted, so that it will exist between Shimon and Levi, only as long as there is a Shibut Aguf. But you couldn't have the Shibut Nechosim in a vacuum. Shibut Nechosim has to be based upon Shibut Aguf. It's not shy to say, Levi has a Shibut and Shimon's Nechosim without Shimon being indebted to anybody. So the Mele seems with the transfer, with the sale. So the Shibut Aguf didn't shift. Only the Shibut Nechosim shifted. But the Shibut Aguf remained between Ruben and Shimon. So the Mele, Shimon still remained indebted personally to Ruben. Since Shimon remained indebted personally to Ruben, so Ruben is in a position to cancel the debt to be made. When it is made, so the Shibut Aguf is pokal gamre. If the Shibut Aguf is pokal gamre, there cannot be a Shibut Nechosim in a vacuum. A Shibut Nechosim has to be backed up by a Shibut Aguf. So even though the Shibut Aguf is between Ruben and Shimon, and the Shibut Nechosim is between Levi and Shimon, it doesn't matter. As long as there is a Shibut Nechosim between two parties, so there can be a Shibut Aguf between Shimon and Ruben, there can be a Shibut Nechosim between Shimon and Levi too. Mashiach came before in his male or the Kaifishina. So the Shilakut is spoken like Amre. There is no indebtedness. If there is no indebtedness, what does it mean? He has a rear, that is a chosen. For what? A rear means to collect. To collect an indebtedness that someone owes for someone. But if he's Meichel, so there is no indebtedness. And she with the chosen in the vacuum is inconsistent. That's Rabbeinu. So the Meile Rabbeinu is failing Kandari. Where is the Rif in the Rambam saying that Mechina Shdores is only in the Rabbonon? And that's why Shmuel says the Aloche, because of Mochel Mochel, Rabbeinu Tamshi is, Mechina Shdores is Christ. But still, Chazal Mochel Mochel, because when he sells, he can only transfer the Shibu the Chosin. The Shibu the Laguf, now, the Shibu the Laguf remains intact between Ruben and Shimon. So the Meile, the moment Ruben is Meichel, the Shibu the Laguf, so there's no Shibu the Laguf. So, a Shibu the Chosin without a Shibu the Laguf cannot exist. So, but in the case, but again, according to Ramatam too, in the case of Shibu the Ramnosim, so there is exerts a Chosin. In other words, if Levi owes Shimon $1,000 and Shimon owes Reuben $1,000, so then the Zerzakos of is that Levi owes directly to Reuben. Not that Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuben. Levi owes directly to Reuben, so that the Shimon itself shifts. So the Meile, it cannot be Meichel, because the Shibu Laguf itself is. So that's the Pshat of the Tosis. When Tisa says, first Tisa says, in other words, Tisa is sure that the Aloche of Shmuel, of Chodah Mochel Mochel, doesn't apply to Shibu Laguf. So first Tisa says, if we accept the Shit of the Reef, so of course it doesn't apply. Because according to the Reef, the Aloche of Shmuel applies only to a case where the transfer is effective only in the Rabbah. And then he says, and even if we don't accept the Shit of Hamadan, because we can be matched the raya in Borobaster, who made the Shmuel not about the Shirim Rashim Yochel Yochel. And we are going to assume, like Rabbeinu, that the Aloch of Shmuel applies even to something that is in Raise, because every Mechir Ashton is in Raise, but still it does not apply to Shibur Ramos. That's what I said. The oil is on the Raya, the Nation of Havere, the Havere, the Havere, and Yochlim Chedam Simon, the Sipo Yishelofo, Harisho Yonesh Bochi, mono mates. In other words, if there are two brothers, Ruben and Shimon, and Ruben borrowed from Shimon, let's say, a mono, $100, and then Shimon died, Shimon was the Malve, Ruben the Leve, and Shimon the Malve died. And he was not survived by children. So the Mele, the wife of Shimon is Kukol Yidin to Rude, the Niyash in Eres Yom, and Aloch is that the brother who marries, who is Niyabe, the widow of the deceased brother, he Yarshis all the Nechosim of the deceased brother. That's Exeras HaKosov. So, the Niyash in Eres Yom, Lo Yema, Hoyu Vanyerei Shel Sakti. So he could say, now, why should I pay? I owed my brother, Shimon, I owed $100. But now I am going to marry to be the Yavu Shimon's wife. So we may allow him Harry for the Hossein. So it is superfluous for me to pay to the estate of Shimon, and then I'll get the whole estate back again. So I might, why should I take it out from one pocket and put it in another pocket? In the other pocket, I just won't pay. He cannot say that. He cannot say that. Why? Because we have here a case of Shibur Ramos. He owes the estate of Shimon. He owed Shimon $100. But Shimon owes $100, more than $100, to the Ksuve, to his wife, to Shimon's wife. And the halacha is that when Ruben marries the wife, his Yavin, the wife of Shimon, so then she can collect, he does not have to give a new ksuvin. Because there is zikin. When is there a law that when one marries a woman, he has to obligate himself to give a ksuvin? In other words, if the relationship, the marital relationship, is a new marital relationship, Masha'inke, when the Yavin is Yavin, the Ish is Ochi, so it's grounded in the zikin, so it's really, it emanates from the marital relationship that existed between the deceased brother and his wife in his lifetime. So the male is not mechuyev to give a new ksuve to the widow of the deceased brother. So the halacha is, but she has to have a ksuve, otherwise it will be kalodeino relitzio. So the halacha is that the ksuve is paid out of the nechosim of the deceased brother. So the male, so the Gemara says, הרי שיהיה מי שבוח את מונו ומייץ, ואם יהיה שנרס יום, ויהיה עם הרי ואני יהיה אשר זקתי, so why take out from one pocket and give it to another pocket? No, אלא הוא מציא עם יודה, ולפריקיה היא יש בזדן קולקט from the demona, because there is שיבלי רבנוס, he owes Shimen, and Shimen owes, I mean the lifetime of Shimen, he owes $100 to Shimen, and Shimon in the lifetime owed $100, or maybe more than $100, so it depends what she said, Sula and Amono. So he owed 100 Zuz to his wife. So now, because of the law, he has to bring Rav Yossin, so in effect, he owes the money to the wife that he is going to be Miyavim. Miyavim because the Ksuve will be nicknamed from the Nechosi, from the Nechosim of Shimon. So, Mimele, so he's Mitzim Yode, Lekira Ben Kakoiz, Ruch Operez. Umutnu Lekir Ramnosan, Do Ahavek Mileish Mechavere, Mone Mechavere Mechavere, Yichol Asher Ubayo Mishmi Yitzim Boso. So, it's a Raya that Shmuel's thing doesn't apply to Shmuel Ramnosan. Because we, Yochim Mimche, if we are going to assume that Shmuel's thing applies to Ramnosan, Amayi Loka Ben Kakim Mimche La'atzme, Shehu Yeleish, Vyochel Imche. So in other words, suppose Shimon had been alive. And Shimon would say, I hereby Mecho, the Meo Zeus chayv that you, my brother, would have known me. So then it would be Pocah. Shimon is not alive. But who stands in the shoes of Shimon? Rude. He is Miyaben, Shimon's wife. So in other words, so just the Shimon could be Mecho, he can also be Mecho. Be mechel to himself, so be mele. So the question is, so amayu lo kavlen karka. The Gemara says, the Brisa says, harei shoyi mishpachu monem leizu kiyash nes yovim lo yima. But whether he likes it or not, is mitzim yodin jay avoyz. Why is it? Why are mitzim yodin? He has an eitze. All he has to do is to be mechel. So it's a raya that aloche. Doesn't apply to Shimon Ramnosan. Why doesn't it apply to Shimon Ramnosan? So, if we accept Rabban Tamshi, the leaf in Rambam Shite, so then, because it's Midraise, so if we accept Rabban Tamshi, so again, the only who says that even in the Raise, Shmuel's thing applies, but only because in case of the Rashtores, only the Shimon Nechosin is transferred. But the Shibud Aguf is not shifted. Mashiach in the case of Shibud Ramnosan, so the Shibud Aguf itself is shifted. So the male, Shmuel Din doesn't apply. V'yochlimche, amai lokam lekarki, v'yochlat v'shmiyah v'yochlimche, v'yeish litche, so then again it is. V'yeish litche is the Shama Hosom, v'yeyre shalom mekecho, v'yochilach kiyas chus. In other words, so it says that there is no hecha from that to either. I mean, that's the Shite, but Teitzah says, there is no hechad. We could say that Shmuel's din applies even to Shibud Ramnosan. So then you ask, but here the Gemara says that it doesn't apply, so we can say that here it doesn't apply because in view of the fact that he becomes a Yerich, why does he become a Yerich of the Nechosim of Shimon? Why? A brother, so he can, he's a Yerich to a certain extent. In other words, if somebody dies and doesn't have children, he doesn't have a father, so then the next heir is a brother. But if there are 10 brothers, so everyone yashes. Here there is exerzakosov, no, he is the miyam, the other brother is going to get anything. He yashes all the nechosim of the deceased brother. So the whole basis of his standing in the shoes of the deceased brother is the fact that he is Miyav Shimon's wife. So Mimele, in other words, it is due to her that he stands in the shoes of Shimon. How can he be mafkia, the schusim of the wife, just because he asked her? So she can tell him, if not for me, if not for the fact that you marry me, so then you wouldn't stand in the shoes of your brother. So you only stand in the shoes of your brother because you marry me. I don't want you to be male. So it's not, she doesn't want. So she has his chus to be matkia b'nechel. Inasmuch as he becomes the possessor of all the estate of his brother Shimon, because of her, so the male she can be miakil, that he should not exercise michile in order to be matkia husband. But Tesis only says it with a prayer. But it's mashma from Tesis, that Tesis simply is that whether we say Michtashtores in Rabbono, Michtashtores in Raise, but that the halacha of does not apply to Shibri Rabbos, either because of the Rimshite or because of Rabbatamshi. The Yesh Miposhi, the Dabke Mimich Rashtachel, Yochimim Chel, Shekidim Chibi Shal Meichel, Shekidim Chibi Shal Meichel. So Mimele, in other words, if let's say Shimen, if let's say Reuven lent 100 zuz to Shimon, so then Shimon became indebted to Reuven. That was the first thing. And then he sells it to Levi. So Mele, he said, if after he transferred it to Levi, so Reuven decides to be Mechel the Chayim, that Shimon owed him, so it's effective. Because Levi acquired the schools after Shimon became indebted to Reuven. Aber anei shebechaveirei, shekidem chevei, lechev shel chaveirei, en yochel imchei, en yochel imchei, ma she'en kem the case, v'shemeres yod name kidem shtachimu lechev bairo, because they only are dealing with a case where Shimon had been married to his wife for a long time, for many years. And then, later on, so in other words, so let's say it's 5 years or 10 years since Shimon married his wife. So it's already 10 years that Shimon owes the mono, or more than the mono, the ksuvo yecheiv to his wife. And then, 1 year before Shimon's death, Reuven borrowed 100 zuz from Shimon. So in other words, so the chayiv that the schus, this in the case of Amir Hashtachil, Chavir, Chozal, Mochel, Mochel, so there the schus of the Likiyach took place after the schus of the Maul. So Mele, we can say Chozal, Mochel, Mochel. Mashaikin in this case of Shibudit Rabnosin, where the schus of the Isha to collect the 100 zuz, more than 100 zuz, from Shimon took place first, then became vested in her first 10 years ago when Shimon married her. And then 9 years later, so Shimon lent Reuven 100 zuz. So Mimele, in such a case, Shimeres Yod Name, Kitim Shtachevo Lechil Bairo, so then he's not, now he yarshes. He yarshes the schus of Shimon. But the schus of Shimon took place much later, subsequent to the schus of the Isha. So the Isha. So the Mele, we cannot say because I'm not a mochel, but in the name, suppose, let's say, 10 years before, Shimon lent 100 zuz to Reuven, and then only a year before Shimon's death, Shimon married his wife. So in such a case, he could be Mechel. We could say that. But Tesis is only saying a Midrash Tria, but it's mashma from this Tesis, that Tesis holds that the halacha of Shmuel, of Halicha Shtachil, of Halicha Shtachil, of Halicha Shtachil, does not apply to Shibur Rabbos. But Tesis once, twice, and then Shmon Raya, second Raya. So Tesis says, we can be there this Raya, we can be there that Raya. But that doesn't mean that Tesis Shita is, it doesn't apply to Shmon Amos. Tesis is only saying, Lahabdo Teo Ladino, so he's saying, there is no Hecha from all these Gemaras. But not that Tesis holds that the Din of Shmuel applies even to the case of Shibuli Ramos. You take a cat and a hand of the nigger, the boy a cause, Kidamino, she could have burned it, the nigger, the boy a cause, Kidamino, you say, the bear an hour tomorrow. In other words, here the boy says, what a change of Rabbi Yudoma Rabsdi, of a Yamashtara Monoluse, is in an M, is what a change, is a bias of Kimity, slave of Doma Mouth. So since it's Havlachim, we do not say he does Baldinki Meirin Dome. Why? Because he does Baldinki Meirin Dome is only Shayach if it is at the expense of the person who makes the admission. But if it is at the expense of a third party, we do not say that one person has the money. So if it is at the expense of a third party, so we require aiding. He has no money. At his own expense, he has all the mnemonics in the world, but not at the expense to the detriment of a third party. So this is kashi, is true. He cannot be mnemon on the basis of Yudas Baldin, but let him be mnemon on the basis of the Hocher of Brige, of the Yode. In other words, what does he say? The Malve says, the Shtar states that Shimon owes Ruben $1,000. Owes Ruben $1,000, and Ruben owes and Ruben owes Levi $1,000. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda Barak says, if Ruben the Malve says he produces the shtar against Shimon, and he says it's shtar money, so then we cannot say he does not give any money. Because if we trust him, so it will mean that Levi cannot collect from Shimon on the basis of Shibud and Ramnos. So he cannot collect. So this discussion is true. Ruben cannot be Nemon on the basis of Yudas Baldin, because it's Havlachim. But let him be Nemon on the basis of Nige and the Yode. Like, after all, so he could have said, so, B'yesh Lema, so, Akat and Erne, B'nige, the boy can't say, Kidamrinon be saying, Zebeire, in other words, he says that it's Ishtarma. So the Mele cannot collect from Shimon. So, but if he wanted to be a liar, if an unscrupulous person, all he had to do is to destroy that Ishtar. So the Mele, if he has a motivation not to collect, from Shimon, so why did he have to come to this? He produced the shtar. According to the shtar, he's entitled to collect. And then he says, no, but that shtar is worthless because it's shtar amon. So Monefshech, if he's motivated to lie, why did he have to come to this? Let him stay home, let him destroy the shtar and everything. So Memele, he will not be able to collect. So that should be Hoche that is telling the truth. So Tesis says, Yishtuna the Hoche is chazim v'dine. Damdinon hosom kim is chazim v'dine, he boy counsel v'amdinon. So in other words, that here, Abai is applying Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav's memory to the case where the shtar was already presented before Bezdin at one time, some time ago, every year before. And so Mele, he cannot suppress that fact because Bezdin knows that it was presented. So even if he'll destroy the shtar, Bezdin will still be able to collect because Bezdin has a record of it. So Bezdin knows that he had the shtar, and the shtar. And since there is a third party, there is Levi, who is the Balchein of Ruvei, so the Mele, Bezdin would collect from Shimon and give it to Levi. So if he didn't come to Bezdin and present this time, so Mele, there is no meaning. Alright, so the same kind of things. Now, so So far we mentioned two shittas, the shita of the Rif and the Rambam and the shita of Ramatam. Both the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramatam agree that Shmuel's din does not apply to Shibri the Ramos. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, it doesn't apply to Shibri the Ramos because Shmuel's halacha applies only to a case where the transfer is effective in the Rabbanon. Shibri the Ramos is in the Raisi. According to the Rif, so Bechir HaShtores is also in the Raisi. And still Shmuel's din applies. But it only applies to a case of Mechir HaShtores because the transfer is only effective with Gabi Shibir Chosin, not with Gabi Shibir Aguf. Mashiach came the case of Shibir Ramnosin. So even the Shibir Aguf shifts. So Mele, Shmuel's din doesn't apply. The Raivet is also Chelik and the Rif in the Rambam Shif. When the Rambam says, Kin HaShtores Be'achazes V'Divaseif, על מטיר אין הרייס ניקלי של רגוף הדולר בלבד כאן, לפי חכמיך שתחיל לחברת, עדיין לא חילים חי, עדיין לא חילים חי. ואפילו יהיה שאיני חי, סודרי וצז, אומר אבון, לא ימין השם הזה, אלו מפני שעלי ואימא הוא מקיח, אני לא שיבנתי לכו אסעצי, לפי חוכים כוסף ובשטר חילים, הרי נשיב את לכו, וכל אבוי מכחכו, אין יוחלים חי. Nishemocha Shtachel. So the Raivet is Chilik and the Rif in the Rambam, and the Raivet's Lomdes is similar to the Ramatam's Lomdes. But where is Ramatam? It mentions it in terms of Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosin. Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosin, the Raivet goes even one step farther. You see, according to Ramatam, so the Shibud Nechosin is completely transformed. In other words, according to Raivet, Shibud Aguf goes without saying that it cannot be transferred. But even Shibud Nechosin cannot be transferred. Cannot be transferred because the Shibud Nechosin is based upon the Shibud Aguf, and that is something personal that arose. How did the Shibud Aguf originate? Because Shimon borrowed $1,000 from women. So Miriam came indebted, he borrowed from him. So it seems he is personally indebted, so Menele, the Malve Ruve, has a real and is the Chosin. But what does Levi to do with Shimon? Shimon doesn't, has no personal indebtedness, no obligations to Levi. Why should he have a real? So he doesn't own anything. But the halacha of Mechir HaShtores is that the Rikiach acquires his chus real. Everything remains vested in the original Malve. In the original Bahrain, remains vested in Ruvain. But if Ruvain is makhnet, through Ishtar, with Ksive and Yisire, the chilim that Shimon owes him, so then is makhnet to Levi, the chilim that Shimon owes him to Ruvain, so then Levi acquires his chutz gvir to collect, it's not worse, it's like the power of attorney. What do you mean the power of attorney? In other words, He doesn't become the owner. In other words, he has his chus. He has his chus to collect the chayim that Shimon owes Ruvain. So that's the halacha. So he says, in other words, there is one difference between the shita of Ramatam and the shita of the Raivet. According to Ramatam, so the shibud nechosin is transferred. He becomes the owner. He becomes the owner of the shibud. He becomes the owner of the shibud. According to Raivet, he doesn't become the owner of the shibud. Because the shibud nechosin is imminent in the shibud aguf. Just as the shibud aguf is personal between Ruvain and Shimon, so the shibud nechosin is also personal between Ruvain and Shimon. But the halacha is, but the halacha is that if he was makne to him, so then he has his chus to be given the chayim that Shimon owes to Levi. He has his chus, and Shimon cannot say to Levi, "Lav dov lo nidya." That's the only thing. Like this, if he wasn't makne fuksi ben misire, so then suppose. Ruvain would say to Levi, I hereby appoint you as my agent, that you should be able to collect the debt that Kimmel owes me, and then you can do with the money that you collect whatever you want. So then, Shimon could say to him in Benson, I have no business with you. What do you want from me? Do I owe you anything? So, that is, if it wasn't Makle. But if Ruben is Makle, Shtachim, Bixilum Sire, to Levi, so then, Levi can call Shimon to him in Torah, and Shimon cannot say to him, Labavondia. So, in other words, he only acquires his Chuzmir, but the debt itself, is not transferable. Not only the Shimon Abuf is not transferable. Even the Shimon Chosin is not transferable. This one says, Omar Abor, when in Hashem is there, and we shall leave the Imam Nikea, and you wish about to Chor Sapsi, we pick off in Kosap when we start Hebe, Harem we should the Chor, who call a boy in the Chacho, in Yochel Yuche, we shall not have Shtachel. But if he wrote in the Shtachel, Harem we should the Chor, וכל הבוי מתחכו אין יוחד איתה. אין יוחד איתה. In other words, so, in such a case, suppose when he writes this promissory note, when Shimon writes it for executes the promissory note to Reuben, he writes, there is a provision that I hereby promise to pay you or to you as a need. That's done. So then, he cannot be made for him. He cannot be made for him. But, if he didn't write that, I am shabbat myself, to you and to any assignee of yours, any person to whom you will assign the debt, so then it can be meichel. Then it can be meichel. Why? Because actually it doesn't owe him anything. But as long as he wasn't meichel, so then Reuben, Shimon cannot say to him, what was wrong with the other? But the moment he's meichel, so then Shimon can say to Levi,
doesn't the parizot of the gavia have to be also agreeable to the Baal Shtar being mochel?
No, he doesn't have to agree to it. He doesn't have to agree to it. After all, he has the schus to be gave, so he doesn't have to consult his Levi. The Baal does not have to consult his Levi. How he wants it to be given.
No, the one who zok of the gavia, doesn't he have to? To consult the one who was the lender, if the lender wants to be more, doesn't he have to consult the lender?
Was sold it to him, it's transferred to him.
Yeah.
The lender sold it to him.
Yeah.
So what do you mean consult? He sold it to him.
Now, wants to be mortal, doesn't he have to consult later?
No, he doesn't have to consult at all. He doesn't have to consult the lender, Shimon. Reuben can be meichel to Shimon the chayim. And he doesn't have to consult Levi, the one who purchased the debt from him. All right, so we'll leave it here. Okay. So that's the rest here.